day.
Finally, we have the bill, and we can all read it for ourselves. Anybody have a couple of weeks to pour through 1,500 pages? Yeah, Senate Bill 1796. Oh, my, oh, my. That's just ridiculous. Isn't there a way that we can have a bill that they can shave down that is readable by the senators and by, yes, we, the people?
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Exactly. I concur. It is an awful lot of money. Dumbbells. I don't get it. And this does not include everything. There is more to go. I mean, please, from what I can see, once again, we're talking about a giant chunk of tax. And also, pretty much when you look at that tax, the middle class getting slammed in the existing form. It is too bloody long. Who is going to consider this bill on the floor of the Senate? Please. This is, if anything, not transparent. And this is not the health reform that the American people want. So here we go again. Another massive, giant chunk of a bill that nobody can possibly read except for the Harvard and Yale and MIT grads running around as assistants on the Hill and informing the senators of the gist, the summary of what the language is, which is ridiculous. By the way, I looked this up, War and Peace, 1,456 pages. And I told you how many pages there were for this bill. 1,502 pages. Good luck trying to figure out what any of this means. Man, it is so time for fresh faces in D.C., I'm telling you. If anything, pay attention to your own backyard and who's running for what and when they're up so you know that you can make the right decision. You know, this is, again, absolutely ridiculous. And that's where we start here on America Tonight. We go from the ridiculousness of a cumbersome bill that will never get passed anyway and nobody will ever fully read or understand, let's be honest about it, to the crazy situation of the balloon boy on the opposite end of the spectrum. You gotta love America. It takes all kinds, doesn't it? So balloon boy gets more attention in the media than the healthcare process, which is sad, and captivated many for hours because you had this giant Mylar balloon flying through your television screens, pretty much, for a couple of hours on Friday. And then it dragged on to the weekend, and you had the weeping family. They must have went to a great acting school. Oh, they were worried about their six-year-old Falcon. Turns out, or so it seems, that the kids might have been trained in what to say. Ooh, it could be a hoax. They could be looking for, I don't know, a Lifetime movie. Perhaps a reality show, a little publicity, maybe even a book. Who knows? I mean, that's the way these days. And I hope, as we were talking about in our last show, that the sheriff's department there, that they can come up with enough evidence to nail these people and actually have Richard Henny, if anybody, face some kind of charges. His lawyer has a different take, doesn't really know what they have, and needs more information, and has been all over the tube talking about it. His name is David Lane, and he represents, again, the Henny family. Here's what he had to say.
I need to see what the evidence shows in this case. The sheriff isn't required to share their evidence with me until charges are filed. I have not seen anything other than a press conference by law enforcement, and until that point where they have to give up their evidence, I'm shooting in the dark until they have to share it with me. Absolutely nothing other than what they've shared with the world at a press conference. And, you get some interesting tidbits from a press conference, but that's different than looking at all their reports and seeing exactly what they've got, if anything. Well, I mean, his state of mind is what you would expect someone's state of mind to be after law enforcement has searched your house, seized your property, held a press conference announcing you're about to be charged with felony criminal charges, mm-hmm. your state of mind would be rather upset and you would feel somewhat under siege, which is exactly how the family feels at this point.
All right, so the family, so boo-hoo-hoo, they feel under siege. Whose fault is that? I can't really stand by and not throw this guy in the dungeon, so I hope I'm not feeding into the monster the great publicity that he so desires. But Richard Henning, just like that idiot John from John and Kate Plus 8, he deserves a ride in the dungeon. So without further ado, let's throw him in there.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, it was a toss-up. Balloon Boy or Let's Go Again for the drug dealer and everybody on the Hill for this ridiculous bill. But that would just be old school and old hat. And, you know, you already know how I feel about the how slowly things churn, the same old status quo when it comes to what's happening at the Capitol. And unfortunately, the same thing. And this bill now, I'm bouncing back to that, this bill as it sits, isn't even melded together with the rest of them. So when it's said and done, how big will this be? And if you look at it, and I thought about this today, I was taking an egg timer and I was timing myself how long it would take me to read this. If I'm being very serious about this and I were to focus, I honestly think if I were to start tomorrow and I had enough time to dedicate to it, probably, let's say, because you're going to have to go over every sequence on the page. Let's say you say 5 minutes or so a page, maybe a little bit less, but somewhere in that ballpark. You're probably looking at, yes, it would be Christmas. Christmas Eve, I could be finished with reading this bill. So what are the chances that anybody is going to be able to summarize everything from the bill? The answer, again, I'm going to say it again, you know, bend over, America. There, we are taking it once again. Nobody is going to be able to tell you what is in this health care bill. And so at this point, it's the government telling us what's best for us, and they're going to cram it down our collective throats. And it's probably better if nobody reads it, because it's just like a lawyer, probably like the last lawyer we heard, David Lane, who, if you want to really get to the other side and you know you sort of have a case but it's a little bit shaky, bury them in paperwork. That's the way to go. If you do that, they'll never be able to get through it all, and it will take years before you can even accomplish anything. So if you are panicked about the health reform situation, there is no panic unless the Senate rubber stamps it, gets every single vote they need, it goes through, then, and, you know, we're all hoodwinked into, okay, now you have to accept what this law is, and you've got to pay for whatever the taxes are. Don't worry, because they'll never, ever, at least for the rest of this year, get this sucker done. It just will not happen. All right, coming up on the flip side, a little bit about the economy. What does the TARP queen have to say about the bonuses on Wall Street and the California bank, the 99th in the U.S. to be closed? We got that next.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681. 844-6681 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
America tonight, talking about the dollars and cents aspect. You know, that's part of what the problem is with health care reform. You just cannot believe what you're seeing as far as taxes and who it's going to hit really and the reality. The numbers that you hear, which are like guesstimates, and then the real numbers I don't think are going to match up. But speaking of that, speaking of money, regulators shut down the San Joaquin Bank in California that happened heading into the weekend. So their distinction is that they're the 99th failure this year of a federally insured bank. Wow, 99. So the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation was appointed receiver. That's the normal procedure. That's what they do. This bank is in Bakersfield. It had $775 million in assets and $631 million in deposits at the end of September. So then they go from there, and, you know, the money isn't in danger because it's backed up and they guarantee, as you know, up to $250,000 per account. But the deposit insurance fund had fallen into the red. So the FDIC board proposed to have U.S. banks prepay about $45 billion of their insurance premiums 3 years worth. It's, you know, we got a depleted fund you're talking about. It's not a long-term remedy by any stretch of the imagination, but at least it would help the banks that are failing and in immediate need of some kind of alternative idea. So paying an emergency fee for the second time this year. And the FDIC still has billions in loss reserves apart from whatever the insurance fund is. But here's the number that's interesting to note. 99 bank failures this year. Compare that with 25 last year and 3 in 2007. Do you hear what I said? 3 in 2007. That's frightening. Frightening. I mean, this is the highest numbers that we've seen in a year since the 92 savings and loan crisis when you had 102 fall down. Woo! And, of course, the peak point was 1989. You had 534 banks that had to be shut down. And we all know this ugly date. You have to go really back to the 30s. And that's probably the worst, where the big and the small were just completely sacked. But everybody's worried about, geez, are we returning back to this era? You have rising unemployment, consumer spending that hasn't gone up. You have experts saying that probably 400 more banks could fail in the next couple of years. Ooh, not a good sign. In the meantime, for some reason, the guys on Wall Street just managed to finagle more and more bonuses for themselves. I don't get it. We bail them out, we the people, but you're not getting a handout. You're not getting a check that's cut for you, and, hey, don't worry about it. Geez, why don't you play the market or go to Vegas and let it ride on red or black, and then you can pay us back. Essentially, to me, that's what it's like. Hey, we're giving you this money, and, geez, when you get it back to us, so they're taking, they being some of the financial folks that got bailed out, taking the money, and they're doing whatever they want with it to make profit, and they are making profit. And then ultimately, it's, you know, hey, it's us that get squeezed in this whole thing. So you have Elizabeth Warren, who is the chair of the Congressional Oversight Panel. I like her because she seems to me that, surprisingly, I don't know what it is, but she's saying things and not worried so much about the results, about who's going to, what blowback is going to come back to her. To me, it feels that way anyway. Some of the things she said, I think, wow, she cannot be, in what she's saying, is she really passing this through administration channels? So here's the scoop. She doesn't understand, as I don't either, how you take our money, then you act like it's no big deal, and you continue to go down the same road. You can thank the former Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson for this, for the way that he handled the toxic assets program in the first place, because there was nothing in place. In other words, hey, Goldman Sachs, whoever, you're drowning, you need a lifeline. Here's all the money you've asked for. But yet there was no, you didn't have to tell us what you're doing with it and give us any kind of a timeline on anything. Just here's the money, and we're not asking you any questions, which is crazy. Where can I get a deal like that? So here's what Warren specifically said about the bonuses, leaving her pretty much speechless.
Actually, you're not being too diplomatic. I am wordless over this. I'm speechless because I do not understand how it is that financial institutions could think that they could take taxpayer money and then turn around and act like it's, it's business as usual, party on the way we partied in the past. I don't understand how they can't see that the world has changed in a fundamental way, that it is not business as usual when you take taxpayer dollars. But all I can say right now is they seem to be winning this argument.
All right, so again, here, good for her, I say, because I think she is going out kind of on a limb for what she's saying, because she's continuing to speak out on what's happening to the American, to the America we know, to the American consumer, to you and I, and, you know, that we're getting robbed by what's happening with the Wall Street fat cats, etc. I mean, it's the only way to say it. It's crazy what's happened in the past year, actually. And, you know, you look at the bonuses and, okay, so somebody will tell me, and I've had this argument, and we've heard this on the air, that bonuses are ways for the banks to compete with other banks for talented, experienced people. Well, that's nice. So it's like they're like athletes. They're like stars in the industry. And ultimately what you'll hear is, well, if they didn't have the bonuses, then they will get into worse trouble. They won't be competitive. And, you know, here's the problem. You're losing experienced, good people, and you cannot replace them. I don't know. Ever since I started working, have any of you heard this phrase, everybody's replaceable? Just remember that. Guarantee, whether it's Stu in Kentucky, Mark in New York, or Pete in Michigan, for that matter. Every single one of us at some point in our life heard the phrase, you know, everybody's replaceable. But for some reason, when it comes to banking, ooh, there's just people that are superstars. We, even if we're drowning in debt, we have to have money to give them bonuses so they will stay with our company, and that's the bottom line. And here's the thing. If you want to compare it to athletes or singers or whatever, well, in the case of sports people, they get paid based on what they're able to produce. I mean, yes, you're banking on the future in a lot of cases, but I think it's a lot different in selling tickets than in talking about bankers and trying to leap and make the analogies I've had too many people do to me in conversations that these are guys you cannot lose because they're difference makers. Well, then if they're difference makers, fine. Then they need to be able to pay back all of us for the money that was initially coughed up from our tax rolls, right? So you look at the three dreaded letters, right? AIG. And everybody wants a piece of AIG. So to me, the bonuses with AIG, that's what especially put everybody over the top. Where is the money going? And you know, the sad thing is, look, I believe in capitalism, absolutely. But when you have the inmates running the asylum and Paulson, who originally started this, you just get the money, give the money out, but you don't ask for anything in return. Gee, don't give us a timetable. Don't tell us what you're doing with the money. Just here's the money. You know, and you look at Goldman Sachs. Maybe I should have taken Goldman Sachs and thrown them in the dungeon. Coming up, Rush Limbaugh making news with his op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. I'm going to tell you about the blowback on that coming up.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. order today at GetTheTea.com.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Coming up on America Tonight, we have birthdays this day in history, news you can abuse, and the question of the day. Wait to hear what the question of the day is. But first, on to more serious fare. Don't know if you happen to catch the Wall Street Journal today. You know, you can get it online. Sometimes I think some of the articles in the Wall Street Journal are pretty good, but there was an opinion piece that was done on Friday by Rush Limbaugh, and I thought it was, he actually made some pretty good points in what he said. Here's what the deal is. He's now supposedly going to get sued by Al Sharpton for what he said, and partially what he said in this piece, and I'm sure on his radio show. If you haven't heard the story, an investor and owner of sports teams, Dave Checkets, approached Rush about being part of a group, investing in a group that wanted to get the St. Louis Rams, right, to buy that football team. And he was approached in the spring. So he's a football fan. He was interested. They discussed it. He thought that he had a clear pathway. Shouldn't be any problems with this. But then it started to get out, you know, started to leak out into the media. Anyway, Limbaugh in his piece talks about, because Al Sharpton was really critical of it. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson said that the NFL Players Association should do something and try to block Rush Limbaugh from being part of the St. Louis Rams purchase. And so what Limbaugh says in his piece, and I'm going to read it to you exactly in case you didn't see it, he says, the media got comments from the likes of Al Sharpton afterwards when it was leaked that he was part of this investment group. So in 1998, Mr. Sharpton was found guilty of defamation in order to pay $65,000 for falsely accusing a New York prosecutor of rape in a very famous story of the 1987 Tawana Brawley case. He also played a role in the 91 Crown Heights riot and the 1995 Freddy's Fashion Mart riot. Jesse Jackson's history includes anti-Semitic speech. In 84, he referred to Jews as Haimies and to New York as Haimie Town. That was famous as well in a Washington Post interview. So he's trying to say, here's what these two have done. And they're saying, I'm unfit to be associated with the NFL, that I was too divisive and worse. I was accused once of supporting slavery and having praised Martin Luther King Jr.'s murderer, James Earl Ray, which he says, of course, is ridiculous nonsense, and people know that, obviously, saying it would be sick if he supported him. So then he goes on, and this is long, so I won't read the whole thing. I just wanted to give you the gist of it. He goes on to say, as I explained on my radio show, this spectacle is bigger than I am on several levels. There is a contempt in the news business, including the sports writer community, for conservatives that reflect the blind hatred espoused by Sharpton and Jackson. Racism is too often their sledgehammer, and it's being used to try to keep citizens who don't share the left's agenda from participating in the full array of opportunities this nation otherwise affords each of us. It was on display a few years ago to smear Clarence Thomas with racist stereotypes and keep him off the Supreme Court. More recently, it was employed against patriotic citizens who attended town hall meetings and Tea Party protests. These intimidation tactics are working and spreading, and they are a cancer on society. So, again, to tell you what Sharpton and Jesse Jackson were going on partially is they pointed back to 2003, where Limbaugh talked about Donovan McNabb, because when he was on ESPN, he said that the media was cheerleading McNabb because they wanted a successful black quarterback, but that he fell short of the NFL's high standard. So that got him into trouble for the comments, and basically ESPN didn't have him on the rest of that season or afterwards. So they're pointing that up and saying that the NFL Players Union should protest and not let Limbaugh be part of this. And that's exactly what happened. Roger Goodell was lobbied big time about Rush Limbaugh and not approving of it and not letting him be part of this deal with St. Louis. So now you have it. And as a result, the call for a lawsuit by Sharpton, and certainly we've seen Sharpton in this position before. So on one of the shows I happened to catch today, Ben Jealous, who's the president and CEO of the NAACP, talked about the Limbaugh situation. Here was his take.
This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. You know, he went on to say that Reverend Sharpton had been engaged in crimes that he was not in, and that's why he's facing a lawsuit from Sharpton right now. You know, these are lies that have been repeated by the right. They've been disproven before. A past chair of the Republican Party had to recant and apologize. And for, you know, Rush Limbaugh to say that conservative white men are somehow locked out of this great land of opportunity is just crazy. In that same piece, if you go down further, he talks about Crown Heights. He talks about the market that burned down and places Sharpton there at the scene when he would actually came in after, or in the case of the market, he was leading a nonviolent demonstration weeks before.
All right, so, you know, basically there he's trying to back up Sharpton and to say that Limbaugh is wrong in what he's saying. The title of the op-ed piece was The Race Card, Football, and Me, and he does talk about that critics would have you think that no conservative meets NFL standards. And I thought it was interesting, actually, with how Rush pulled it together, because, frankly, a lot of what he said in it is true. And part of what he says is, you know, the sports media got comments from a handful of players, none of whom I can recall ever meeting. Among other things, at least one said he would never play for a team I was involved in, given my racial views. And Limbaugh says, my racial views, you mean my belief in a colorblind society where every individual is treated as a precious human being without regard to his race, where football players should earn as much as they can and keep as much as they can regardless of race, those controversial racial views. That is true about the money thing. I've heard Limbaugh say that before. What some people don't know about Rush is originally He actually started in sports. He at one time he worked for the Kansas City Royals, so there is no doubt he's a sports fan, and he's been involved with a sports franchise before, not on the level of being an owner, but you know, that's what happens. It's a boys' club, and you're in or you're out. And if there's enough heat on the commissioner, although I think Goodell has done an excellent job in some of the penalties that he's leveled on players for stupid things they've done, and some of what he's atoned for in the NFL with the older players who really were screwed over in payments they should have received for treatments, and there's still a long way to go on that, but I think he's helping, if there is such a thing, to make amends for just, you know, dissing on the older players because they have so much that's happened to them back when they played, and they're not getting the pension, the money, of course, that the current players are getting. But in the case of Limbaugh, it was interesting how quickly that spread. He's right. Once they kicked open that door, boy, it was like, whew, okay, we're not going down this road. That's not going to happen. And I don't think this is another story where there's still another shoe probably to drop in this. All right, since we're on the subject of sports, and you can send me your thoughts on that in an email at americatonight.net. Since we're on the subject of sports, if you will, a couple of things happen in the sports world. Matt, I was watching the Phillies game, so I didn't really catch the Phillies, by the way, or went away from the World Series after a huge rally in the ninth. I thought I was going to have a heart attack right before I jumped on the air, but they did knock off the Dodgers, so that's the good news for me. I'm excited about that. The Angels beat the Yankees in 11, so they're still in it. They're still hanging on. But what happened in the Monday night football game?
Basically, and I caught bits and pieces of it here and there, it was mainly it was back and forth for the most part, but the first half was definitely more of the Chargers game. And then all of a sudden, the second half, the Denver Broncos just came out and shut them down. And the Broncos, their only scoring in the first half was Eddie Royal had a kick return for a touchdown and a punt return for a touchdown. And then Darren Sproles returned a kickoff return for, no, a punt return for the Chargers. And I guess it's the only time in NFL history that each team has returned a punt and then another player has returned a kickoff return for a touchdown. So you had a little history there, and then the Chargers just fell off in the fourth quarter. They had a chance with about a minute left to kick a field goal and get within eight, and Kading missed it. So it was the Broncos are still undefeated.
Yeah, boy, that's crazy. 6-0. Wow, 6-0 for Denver, and all that conversation about Orton and, geez, Orton getting a ditch from Chicago, basically, in the trade that moves Cutler to Chicago. And Orton now is looking pretty good, right? Because, hey, overall, you still have the Broncos undefeated, like Matt said.
Because they don't need Cutler, huh?
They don't need Cutler, exactly, which is what you listen to the talk radio shows in Denver in the sports arena, and they were just attacking that move, how stupid it was, and all this other sort of stuff. And, you know, who knew that it was going to turn out this way? But it worked out pretty well. So if Broncos in the end are there, and the Chargers couldn't get it done. All right, coming up, as I mentioned before, we have the question of the day, plus news you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history. Stay with us.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy's been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
We have this day in history, moments from now, October 20th, 72 days left in the year. If we go back in history, this was strange, remember, after the whole Kennedy thing. In 68, the former First Lady Jackie Kennedy married Greek shipping dude Aristotle Onassis. I mean, this guy, he owned what a piece of the planet. He was so wealthy. Then if you fast forward to 79, the JFK Presidential Library, a museum, was dedicated in Boston. But we have other things to fill in when it comes to days in history, plus birthdays. Tom Petty with a big birthday. Also, baseball all-star Keith Hernandez, who now is in the booth, used to play for the Mets, won a World Series with the Mets. He's got a big birthday, too. On the younger side, actor John Krasinski. Remember him from The Office. I like this guy. He's got a decent birthday, too. Kind of a milestone birthday. I'll tell you what that's about. But first, a couple of other quick things, including the question of the day here on ATN. Every once in a while, we throw in one of these questions. And I thought it'd be fun to kind of lighten the load. It's always serious, serious, serious stuff here. And should be, because there's some scary things, I think, happening out of Washington. By the way, Rand Paul will join us on the show on Wednesday. He's someone who believes in less government, and we'll talk to him about a few things, including health care. He's a doctor, by the way, in Bowling Green, Kentucky. All right, Matt, I'm going to try this out on you first, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
The question of the day is, If you could have someone come to your house every day for 1 hour and do something to you, do something to your house, in other words, what would you have them do?
I'd say laundry.
Laundry?
I hate doing laundry.
I do, too.
I don't. I'd honestly, I'd probably rather clean than do laundry because it just. I think it takes up so much time, and then once you get like everything into the washer and the dryer, then you still gotta fold and put the clothes away. I hate doing that.
I know. I see. I say the same thing. It's funny. We have the same thing. I don't like laundry either because I'm very happy when I'm on top of it. It's all away. It's all done. But then it's so easy to get behind, and I hate that. When you know when you have Matt stacks of clothes in a hamper, then you, like you said, you have to go through and fold it, put it away, all that stuff. You know.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like laundry at all.
No, I don't either.
I'll even get really lazy and I'll wait until I get a huge just pile of clothes and I'll actually go to the laundromat and use one of those giant machines so that you can just wash it all at the same time.
See, now I thought you were going to say, look, I get really desperate. I just go in to the attic, and I dig out my clothes from 7th grade because I can still fit into them, and I just start wearing
them.
Well,
you know, there's sometimes you got to go to Target or something and buy some new shirts because everything's dirty.
At least you're not turning your clothes inside out, so that's okay.
Oh, no. Classier yeah. than that, buy stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's laundry. And I don't, you know, some people, they're on top of it, and it's not a big deal, but I'd rather clean. I'd rather be on my hands and knees, clean up the boards on the floor, anything, versus doing the laundry, but we're all stuck with it. Isn't that interesting that you and I picked the same thing? If anybody wants to throw in their 2 cents, you can do it. We don't have a lot of time left in this hour, but 800-259-5791. Someone comes to your house. Imagine that. The luxury. And you get it them for an hour. They basically do whatever it is. It could be cook. Excuse me, certainly. It could be clean.
I like cooking for myself, though. I like doing that.
I do, too. Cooking and cleaning up isn't such a big deal.
Because I can get some enjoyment out of, you know, making a meal and doing it how I want to be prepared rather than having somebody else. I mean, having other people cook for you is fine, but I don't know. I think the laundry thing is just so key because it's something that I hate doing. So I'd rather have somebody do something for me that I don't like doing rather than it's, you know, something I actually enjoy doing for myself.
Yeah, I agree. I bet you a lot of people listening, a lot of guys, and maybe women too, feel the same that we do. I bet Jana in Iowa does not like to do laundry. I don't. For some people, it's kind of cathartic, but I've found too many of those people. Speaking of cathartic, I don't know, it could be frustrating if you're not good at it, but Floyd Burns has some huge plans for his 80th birthday. Check this out, and this happens on the 20th. He's going to celebrate by bowling his age. It's the third time he's done it. When he turned 77, he bowled 77 games in 12 hours, 32 minutes. At 78, he bowled 78 games in 12 hours, 20 minutes. He skipped bowling on his birthday last year. He plans to start tomorrow morning. He'll bowl 10 games at a time on 2 lanes. Oh, that'd be exhausting. Hey, history is history. He got his name out there, didn't he? How about a treehouse? You ever built a treehouse? A recent workshop in Washington County, Virginia, attracted people from all around the world to learn how to build a home above the forest floor. The treehouse workshop co-founder, Jake Jacobs, tells a local paper that a treehouse attracts the kid pretty much and everyone, and so he finds that so many people turn out for those kind of events to learn. And it's a way for people to become unplugged from the rat race. We didn't have the neighbors down the street had a treehouse, and it was always fun to climb up the ladder and go hang out there. From Waterbury, Connecticut, 13 times 2, the lucky number for students at Connecticut High School. 13 sets of twins are seniors at Pomperog High. The kids are hoping to set a record this spring for the most sets of twins to graduate at one time. The current Guinness record is 10 sets of twins who graduated from high school in Massachusetts in 2007. The students at Pomperag say that they'll be submitting their paperwork to the Guinness people in the coming weeks. Wow. That means everybody has to be on good behavior. You know, you have to have enough because they got a spare set of twins. Everybody has to graduate at the same time. They can't get left back or have bad grades or whatever. But I don't know, pretty intriguing stuff anyway. Let's go to this day in history. I already told you a couple of events that happened, but let's throw this one in here. In 1803, the U.S. Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase. In 1903, a joint commission ruled in favor of the United States in a boundary dispute between the District of Alaska and Canada. In 1964, the 31st President of the United States, Herbert Hoover, died at the age of 90 years old in New York City. In 1994, actor Burt Lancaster, in some great old movies, died in L.A. He was 80 years old. It was 10 years ago that Elizabeth Dole abandoned her Republican bid to become America's first woman president. There was a lot of conversation about that. 5 years ago, if we wind back the clock, a U.S. Army sergeant, Chip Frederick, pled guilty to abusing Iraqi detainees at Abu Ghraib prison, and we know what happened there. He was sentenced to 8 years in prison, and he was paroled in 2007. All right, let's cue up that birthday music. We have birthdays to hit here, Maestro.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, celebrating a birthday, singer Tom Petty is 59 years old. Actress Melanie Mayrin is 57 years old. Keith Hernandez, I mentioned him before, used to be with the Mets. Now he's in the booth, 56 years old. Movie director Danny Boyle from Slumdog Millionaire fame, 53 years old. Actor Viggo Mortensen, 51 years old. Rocker David Ryan is 45. Political commentator and blogger Michelle Malkin, Mark in New York, crazy about her stuff, is 39 years old. Rapper Snoop Dogg is 38. Also celebrating a birthday, John Krasinski is 30 years old. From The Office and for my wife and kids, actress Jennifer Nicole Freeman is 24 years old. Going to leave you with this thought for this hour. Everybody's private motto. It's what Mark Twain wrote. It's better to be popular than right.